First of all, explain what the Chautauqua program is, and then we'll take it from there.
Well, Kentucky Chautauqua is a series of one-person living history dramas that are as much education as they are entertainment. They go anywhere, anytime, for all manner of audiences, and they are all about Kentucky's rich history and culture.
And these people assume roles, historic roles, you know, everyday Kentuckians all the way to Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, and that's really important because the Kentucky Humanities Council is telling Kentucky's story, and that necessarily has to be all of Kentucky's story. So we have the famous, like Daniel Boone and Abraham Lincoln. We have those who were not famous but deserve to have been because of their contributions. For example, Anna Mack Clark, who was born in Lawrenceburg and got a college degree, but because she was black, no gainful employment other than that as a domestic, and wound up being the first black commander of an all-white unit and helped to integrate the military during World War II. We also have those who are famous, but not everyone knows that they're Kentuckians. And I think maybe not everybody knows that Grandpa Jones, for example, was born in Henderson, Kentucky. And, of course, many other examples.
And this is a rigorous process that an aspiring performer will go through. Explain that.
Oh, yes. Before we'll put them in our catalog and say that they're good enough for Kentucky audiences, we support the development of these programs over the length of a year. Everybody has a drama scholar, a humanities specialist, a costume consultant, and that's regardless if they themselves have a PhD or are an accomplished actor. We do this to everyone, and we review them twice before an audience of experts and the general public just to make sure they know their subject.
Has there ever been a performer who's you know, in fine-tuning their performance, is like, is that historically accurate, or were you kind of questioning where they got that research or anything like that?
Well, our job is to ensure accuracy and authenticity. Those are two of the bedrock principles of Kentucky Chautauqua, and that's why we bring in everybody we can think of who can thoroughly question and check out every word, every nuance, every shoelace of these programs.
I would think it would be very difficult to capture the essence of a little regarded historical figure. You know, somewhat it would be easier to capture the essence of Abe Lincoln, but Belle Breezing or some of the figures you just named, that would be a bit more difficult and certainly more time consuming.
Well, in some ways, the more famous are more difficult, because so much more has been written and there are many experts on the topic. For the less known to qualify during auditions, we look for some substantial fact. And a good example would be Johnny Green of the Orphan Brigade. His story is actually based on the memoir written by this member of the former Orphan Brigade.
That kind of leads me to how many characters currently as of 2012 or historical figures are being portrayed as we speak?
Right this minute, there are 23 with 5 new coming up in another year.
And is it normal practice to divulge who those new figures are or wait until it's time?
Well, as soon as we have the signed contracts from those who were chosen from recent auditions, we can make that announcement.
And How rigorous are the auditions themselves? I mean, are there some that you know don't make it the first time around, and they got to come around and the next time and fine tune their presentation?
Well, the way the process works, we ask for applications. We may have 100 or more of those applications. 20 will be chosen for audition, and of those auditions, 5 will be chosen as potential members of the new Kentucky Chautauqua troupe. So that in itself is quite rigorous. And in addition to the things that I've already mentioned, there's a really important part of this process. We do not advertise that we are looking for Jenny Wiley or a particular governor or anyone else. Instead, we depend on the passion of the individual for that particular historic figure, and we ask the applicants to remember that as they apply to be members of Kentucky Chautauqua, they need to feel that they're willing to give literally years of their life to becoming that person.
And in terms of compensation, do the performers make a stipend or anything like that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We support them. It's not only do we underwrite the development of their programs, and we also pay the consultants who advise them through the process, but when they go on the road, we also give them a nice stipend, which helps ensure the respect that we have for this program. And since you mentioned it, that's the only thing that keeps us from having hundreds and hundreds of Chautauquans, because for the most part, the Humanities Council has to ask for private contributions to make all of this possible.
That was going to be my next question, is how do you keep the money coming in?
Well, I work on it a lot. This is a unique Kentucky program. And usually, once someone has seen it, they understand right away why it is so important to Kentuckians to have this access to our history and culture. We have just not had the opportunities to learn about and to share and to appreciate our unique Kentucky stories. And Ellen, I'll offer another thing. Every so often, someone will take us to task for, why don't we have George Washington? Why don't we have Ben Franklin? What's our problem? Well, we don't have a problem, but Kentucky has contributed to the nation's history. It has contributed to Kentucky's history, and I don't see any shortage whatsoever of Kentuckians that we can represent. And we've been vindicated to some extent because some of our Chautauquans have gone to other states. In fact, Abraham Lincoln went to Northern Marianas for 12 days. Kentuckians do contribute way beyond Kentucky, but it's Kentucky that we serve principally.
Let's go back to 1992 and the formation of the Chautauqua program. Who thought of it, and how did it come about?
Well, I'm not sure whether it's the credit or the blame, but it was my particular pet. I came from a background in the arts myself, and it was going on time for Kentucky's bicentennial of statehood. And as I looked around, I saw that there would be publications there would be worthy restorations of historic buildings, but I couldn't find anything for the people that would take place in every single Kentucky county. And Chautauqua, it seemed, would combine both the scholarship and the arts, as only the humanities can, to truly go to every part of Kentucky. And we did. We had two programs in every Kentucky county between Memorial Day and Labor Day of 1992. And in addition, because the program was so popular, we managed to squeeze in another 65 programs. And of all of those, though we're a tiny organization, we are an organization, and only one did not take place.
And how has the program grown over that 20-year span?
Well, from that first year, which was an overwhelming success, we have added characters and audiences. But I think most importantly for your listeners is to know that in 2004 and 5, we began providing Kentucky Chautauqua to Kentucky's classrooms. And this has turned out to be an extremely valuable asset for teaching Kentucky, United States history, arts, and humanities in places, all in schools all over Kentucky. If I were to say, has that been well received, I would answer, in the year just concluded, we booked 507 programs for Kentuckians. Half of those were for Kentucky's classrooms.
And speaking of events, we have a big one coming up, 1st of August, first week of August. Let's talk about the program with the state parks.
Yes, History, Humor, Hummin', and Strummin', 2012. Back in 2008 and 9, we celebrated the bicentennial of Abraham Lincoln. The 2009 program was at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington. And it was not only thrilling, but a miracle, because as you will remember, that was a huge ice storm year. But we did manage to transport nearly 400 people and make it happen. After the Our Lincoln event at the Kennedy Center, though, the board of directors of the Kentucky Humanities Council thought, well, now we have put Kentucky on the nation's stage, but let's come back and renew our commitment to Kentucky communities. And so through our partnership with the Kentucky Department of Parks, we found a perfect venue that would, actually it's 950 miles that we will be traveling, to go from one corner of Kentucky to the other, west, north, east, south, central, to deliver to Kentucky regions a special 20th anniversary Chautauqua event.
And what's that? What are those events going to be like?
Oh, well, this is going to be another one of our famous experiments, but we think it'll work. Each evening from 6 to 10, rain or shine, we will have under the big tent, harking back to the original Chautauqua, four abbreviated Chautauqua programs, and in between we will have music so that there will be 20 minutes of Chautauqua and 10 minutes of music, and that will keep on rolling through the evening. It'll be a family event. It's free to the public. It's for anyone and everyone who ever wondered what it would be like to have been part of history when Chautauqua, the national movement, was in its heyday.
So it will be at 5 state parks this year.
Yes. We'll begin with Lake Barkley in West Kentucky. We'll next go to General Butler in Carrollton. Moving from there, we'll go to Carter Caves, and from there to Cumberland Falls, and we will conclude with Old Fort Harrod.
And the people who come to these, they will be acquainted with historical performers such as?
We have a rolling variety. We're focusing typically on the fact that we are commemorating in Kentucky the sesquicentennial of the Civil War and the bicentennial of the War of 1812. And so we will have Abraham Lincoln. We will have Johnny Green of the Orphan Brigade. We'll have Emily Todd Helm, who was Abraham Lincoln's sister-in-law. We will have William Greathouse, who was a private mustering in from Nelson County in the War of 1812. We will have David Hurt as Grandpa Jones. So that will be both humor and music. And we will put together these packages. We'll include some of our lesser-known people like John G. Fee, the noted abolitionist. And we will mix and match each evening so that our audiences, especially if they've never had the opportunity to find out what Chautauqua is, can enjoy for the first time, and we hope take advantage of the continued programs as they come to their counties, to their communities, to their schools in future months and years.
And Virginia, the dates on those again will be?
August 1st through August 5th.
All right. Virginia Carter with the Kentucky Humanities Council has been my guest today. Best of luck on this series of events coming up, and thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much, Alan.